This recording, Columbia One, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Bogota, Colombia. That's the capital city of my country. I lived there for 14 years and then moved to Cali, which is a city that is to the west, southwest of Colombia. I've lived there until I got this scholarship for coming here and studying KU. My first contact with English was really at home. I remember I was like 8 or 9 years old. Then we purchased at home this course that came in audio cassettes and books from the BBC, London. It was called English Junior. Well, in Colombia, there are more than 100 Indian tribes, and each one of those tribes have its different language. We have to say it's a language because it's not a dialect of Spanish, English, or any other language you can know. In our country, there were principally 2 big Indian groups. One of those were the Taironas that lived in the Atlantic coast of our country, and the other were the Muiscas that lived in the center part of our country. Those were the biggest Indian groups, and most of our heritage comes from them. Unfortunately, they were extinct because of the colonization, of the Spanish colonization. That was very bad. But most of the small Indian tribes that were not in the center of the country, in the center of our country, or in the coast, survived, and they survive until today. For example, in the north coast, where there's the Guajira Desert, there is a tribe that is called the Guayus. They live in the desert. They are amazing people because they only have just a few animals. They have to strive to find water and all that in the desert, but they manage to live there. There's another tribe, this is in the Pacific coast. As you know, Colombia has coasts in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. This tribe lives in the Pacific and is called the Emberes. They live in the most rainy place in the planet. I don't know how many inches of rain can you get there in a year, but it's one of the most rainy places in the earth. It's completely in the jungle. For arriving there, you just have to travel over the jungle rivers and all that. And these people almost don't speak Spanish. Their culture is almost untouched. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad, así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos de mal. Amén.